FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. And more.
papers.
Let's go all the way. It's the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW. Come Monday at 11 o'clock, that kicks off a movie Monday. I know we're going to be talking about the new movies that came out over the weekend. Demon Slayer, I know zero about. Like, I have no idea what this movie even is. I know that's going to be huge. I know a ton of people are going to go see it. If you do, can you let me know a little something? Text in your movie review on the Facebook page with CFW. I think The Long Walk looks awful but good at the same time. And you know I still want to see The Conjuring movie.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping. While you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
Dream again. The sweetest dream will never do.
listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW. Colfax to Cornell. We're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Could buy my reasoning.
90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW. Started the day, a little switch up in the coffee mug. I did some hot apple cider, which was delightful. Highly recommend. But now I'm at the point of the day where I'm going, maybe should have started the morning with some caffeine. So I switched to coffee. I'm into my first cup at this time of the afternoon. Like, that's weird. But you know what? Delicious.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young. And we would scream together songs unsung. Hold the charm for you. You
can concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings.
Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
Showed in your
This is 105.7 CFW.
Trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy.
80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 to CFW. All right, what you hungry for? Maybe a little barbecue, maybe some Mexican. Any and all of the above we have for sale right now at the Big Deal Store. So you can have your favorite food for less money. Check it out at WCFW.FM.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so? We sailed on together, drifted apart, and here you are by my side. So now I come to you, open arms, nothing to hide.
'90s and more. 105.7.
Hey!
90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW. If anybody tries to tell you that people don't watch as much football as they used to, nah, you can tell them that is not true, because the NFL just set a record for viewership for just the week one games, not counting last night's game. That started week two, which was really, really awesome. But week one, the games averaged more than 22 million viewers per game, which is, that's a lot of people. The biggest game of all of week one was the very first one, the Eagles and the Cowboys kicking off the season, 28 million viewers. Sunday night's game between the Ravens and the Bills was the second most watched over the weekend. It brought in 25 million, and that was a really good game. What I would like to know is at the end of the game, how many of those 25 million were still watching? Because a lot went to bed, a lot of fans at the stadium left and missed like the best ending of a game that I've seen in a long time. Now, this weekend, we're going to see the Sunday nighter with the Falcons visiting the Vikings. And then on Monday night, a doubleheader. The first game is the one I'm excited about because I love Baker Mayfield. So the Buccaneers playing the Texans. And then the second game will be the Raiders and the Chargers.
Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire. Sign up for our free newsletter and more online at WCFW.FM.
Remember in the 90s when you had crimped hair?
I think that was you.
And you did the thing with overalls and a crop top?
Still you.
And you did the thing with denim, flannel, and Doc Martens?
You, you, and you. Why are we taking this trip down memory lane?
Because finding your style is challenging.
Let's bring this conversation into this decade.
I'm Nicole Lasker.
And I'm Sister Liz. And it sounds like we're talking fashion.
If you're feeling like you don't know your jewelry style, you definitely want to shop at Lasker's.
My sister is right, at least about that part.
We hit up fashion and trade shows around the world and always have a huge range of styles.
Classic to modern.
Minimalist or artsy.
Bohemian or bold.
We have a track record of nearly 100 years of matching the right style to the right person.
A world of options and the people who know how to match the right jewelry with the right person. Your fashion is waiting for you at Lasker's.
Lasker's, just a precious stone's throw from Oakwood Mall and online at Lasker's.com.
Chippewa Valley Outdoors is home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. You can save thousands on remaining minor hail damage units. New campers as low as $14,995 and used starting just $3,495. They service all makes and models and have the lowest labor rates in the area. Located on Highway 53 off Melby Street, mention you heard this ad and receive an additional $250 off your camper purchase. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com.
Big deals. It's game time with 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Why pay full price when you could score big with discounted gift certificates to your hometown favorites? Chickadees, C&J Scoop Shop, Carl's Barbecue. Don't wait, get in the game today. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and save like a champion with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. It's got lawmakers thinking about how to keep themselves and their staff in the Capitol safe. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer, when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
The Assembly has already started its session after a summer vacation. The Senate won't begin again until October. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, filling in for James Kelly. This is Civic Media News.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and summery today with highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly prior to midnight, a low of 65. On Saturday, mostly sunny and quite warm with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, 75 degrees.
We'll be right back. Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
From Walk the Moon to Duran Duran, it's the CFW Workday, and we're so glad to spend Friday with you.
listening to Laura McKenna.
Makes a workday fly by.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.